Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today is February 1st, 2018. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize that, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please, please, make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, all this contact information, which is all at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Now remember, folks, we are a national satellite radio program which is simulcast live on the net internationally on YouTube and on some FM stations. So please pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener base. You know, that's people that listen to us all over the world, like Frankfurt, Germany, Croatia, Dublin, Ireland, China, Paris, France, and good old cities in the United States, such as Nashville, Tennessee. This last week was the largest group of listeners. San Jose, California. Hey, I was born there. Buffalo, New York. St. Louis, Missouri. As well as Wichita, Kansas, which we can never forget because it still remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when this turns into a podcast and goes on later out tonight. Now, folks, or something else, remember you can follow and share us, please share us on Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch 77. Okay, now a prayer, and I'll bring on tonight's special guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not our will, Father. Please guide us in what we say and give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, tonight is a very special guest, and I'm trying to talk this person into coming on with me every other week because I think she has a lot of very great opinions, and she is actually sitting here next to me, and she's shaking her head. But you know what? Everybody loves to hear my wife talk. And so, yeah, we're talking about Mom, my wife of how many years is that now?
We just completed 32. We're in 33.
Didn't you tell me something different a couple years ago?
I looked it up. My Facebook page said I said 32.
Yeah, well, I could have swore you told me 33 a few years ago. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We've been 32 years together. So anyway, say hello to the folks.
Hello.
Halo.
Hello.
Halo.
Mom used to say yellow.
Yellow, you talking about your mom, which I had a very close relationship to. But anyway, I brought you on to boost the program up a little bit. You know, people enjoy hearing you talk.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, you do talk a lot, you know.
No, boost things up.
Spruce things up. Yeah, there's that. We have a gift of gab, you know.
It's in my medical records as chatterbox disease.
Really? Chatterbox disease? See, there you have it, folks. She has a disease, and it's called chatterbox disease.
My doctor told me, Linda, when you get somebody's attention, you just go on and on and on and on. There's never-ending story.
Amen. I won't say anything further than that. Okay, let's see if I can pull your string to talk about some things. The other night after I come home from the gym, we watched the president speak the other night. What do you think about? What did you think about the speech or the president?
Well, I'm 55, and I ain't ashamed to tell my age, as some are, but and I've voted ever since I turned 18, and he is the very, very best president I ever voted for, and that was the very best. And now I got goosebumps, everybody out there that's Trump supporters. The very best State of the Union address ever, and I'll vote for him again. Yes!
So I take it you're a Trump supporter then.
Trump sent from God. I said it from the first.
Yeah, well, back up. What?
I said Trump was sent from God. He's going to be the last Trump.
Well, amen. That sounds positive. So, in his speech, you know, there's anything that you noticed funny going on in the room when he was...
There was a bunch of people that was very disrespectful, wouldn't get up off their behinies.
Well, that must have been the demo. What did you call them earlier today?
Demorats.
No, the Demorats weren't standing up. They call that sitting on their hand, but I didn't see them sitting on their hand. But you know what they did show? Oh, I noticed earlier today. They had a bunch of them had their smartphones out, and they were playing Candy Crush.
Here's one for you. They got the nickname called Snowflake, and I ain't been able to figure out if it's because they're flaky or they're going to fall.
Flaky or fall? Well, I've never heard that spin on.
That's because it's a Linda original.
Yeah, amen. Well, snowflakes are easily blown away. You know.
There you go. Blow them away.
Yeah.
Clean the swamp.
Clean the swamp. I think this swamp is self-doing that.
Draining. Drying up.
Yeah.
I didn't even see no tears falling, but I've seen a lot of sad faces.
I've seen people even like, again, I really like her, the girl that's in charge of Homeland Security, that wants to arrest California governors for having sanctuary cities.
I've seen her crying.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. She was bawling. You know?
When I said I didn't see no tears falling, I meant from the ones that couldn't raise up off the chair.
Yeah, amen. I've since seen a couple of videos. Like I seen one today that one of Nancy Pelosi, which is that wonderful.
I know who she is.
Wonderful person, huh?
Very wonderful.
Anyway, I seen her in one video. It showed her climbing on somebody for starting to stand up, and another video it showed another Democrat starting to stand up, and he looked around and he sit down because none of them was doing it. So I really don't think that, I wonder, they've got such a, here's a problem I see with the Democratic Party. Now, you know, they talk about different times, they talk about the Republicans being, not getting along or whatever. Actually, not getting along is a good sign. When you see all of them there like they were lockstep and afraid to do anything against their speaker, then that means no original ideas are coming forward. Now, when you see Republicans arguing over different things, that means they have different people, different opinions from different parts of the country, because those people represent people from different parts of the country. So they have differences of opinion. But you know what they all said, and just like the head of the Senate said, this is the best year that since he's been in office that he's ever seen for conservatives.
Well, he's got many record-breaking accomplishments that has, like he said, the American people have accomplished under Trump's presidential. He's not even taking, he doesn't even get paid. He's not even taking credit for it. He's giving it to where it belongs, the American people.
Yeah, amen. And that's where credit should go. Now you're about getting me teared up.
Yeah, don't cry. You got to do radio.
I have you. I can just be quiet. I can pull your string and just be quiet and let's talk for an hour.
I want to say something I had on my mind, but it's slipping away. Back to the State of the Union address. One picture that keeps flashing in front of my eyes was when Bernie Sanders was going to clap and he was looking around like he was going to get in trouble. And he was barely clapping. But I seen a sense of fear in all of their eyes, and that was all over one thing. They wasn't sure if
the leader, Nancy.
The memo was going to be released.
Well, true. And
so at the State of the Union address, because a lot of people wanted him to do that right there. So they probably had, I'm assuming that they had a little bit of fear in them that they were going to be in trouble.
Well, you know,
well, they are going to be in trouble.
They are going to be in trouble. But I think that the fear that you saw on their faces was more, you know, fear they were being exposed. But I think the fear was on some of their faces, like they start to clap and they barely do it. That was fear of their own party leaders coming against them. And that's what I mean. You know, they can't have original dialogue. You know, the Black Caucus stands out. Here, Trump points out that Black unemployment is historically low. I mean, we have more Black people working in the Black community now than has been recorded. And they just all sit glum. And
I was really surprised they didn't stand and praise that. That is really a big accomplishment for their race.
Well, you know, here's the deal with the Democrats. Let's go with this in the first place. The whole thing of the Democratic Party, while, you know, people claim, well, that was a party of the poor. No, it's the party that hoodwinked the poor. In fact, when there was legislation to free the slaves, the Democrats voted against it. When there was legislation to give everybody the vote, Democrats voted against it. Who originated the Ku Klux Klan? The Democrats.
Yeah, and people don't know all that.
Well, but that's the truth. But they are a party now. The whole thing is the reason that they don't like the employment numbers is because they want to keep as many people as possible on assistance. That's like Mitt Romney said. He said, you know, and that was kind of like an open mic thing that he made a statement. He said he didn't know how he could defeat Obama because over half of the voters, were all getting things from the government. And by getting things for the government, these people aren't going to vote to take away their benefits.
Exactly,
you know?
And that was what it was.
Right, on all their free stuff. So here's the point. So when the Democrats hear of all of these job numbers, they're not about jobs. They want people on assistance. They want the government to pay for everything.
Yeah.
And what do you think about that, Mom? What if I handed you $1,000? Is that a crumb?
That's a crumb to this. Yeah, because I have, lots of bills, so that's...
Right, but no, stop.
I don't consider $1,000 very much money at all.
So, companies just offhand hand somebody $1,000.
Oh, well, that's a blessing. Yeah, $1,000 is great to receive.
Well, right. I'm not talking about...
I thought you meant in a different aspect. Yeah, if somebody's just going to hand me $1,000 and say, here, this is free, it's a bonus. Well, okay. That's great. They couldn't do that ever before. They were afraid to hire even hire people.
Well, it's like this, you know, and that's just the minimum. I mean, there's companies that have been giving $1,000 to $2,000 bonuses out just because of this tax break. And people never, one guy said, well, I never worked a job where I ever got a bonus in my life. But $1,000 to $2,000 as just, here's some extra money, is that a crumb? That Nancy Pelosi said that's a crumb.
Not in that aspect of the word, no. When the employers reward and appreciate their employees, they reap the reward for that because the employees are going to come to work and work harder because they... No, they feel appreciation.
Well, but $1,000, I mean, you know.
That's a lot of money.
Well, let's go like this. Well, other than the fact that, now, let's take it off the table. To us, somebody giving $1,000, I mean, $1,000 is a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but we do, and the ministry does have a lot of bills, but that isn't what I'm talking about. To average American, and we'll use us as an example. If there's $1,000, what all can you do with $1,000 other than pay bills? $1,000 buys another car, doesn't it? I mean, you know, we buy vehicles. Most of our vehicles that I've ever owned have cost less than $1,000.
Oh yeah, I don't think I've ever spent more than $1,500 on a vehicle.
Okay, so to a middle class American right now, $1,000 buy a lot of school clothes.
It could do that or pay a mortgage payment.
Or two. Depending on how high the mortgage
payment is. Fill the refrigerator a month or two.
And so
that's a big blessing for a family that's been working all year and they deserve to be appreciated.
Okay, well, what if you're working and your pay raise all of a sudden when you every let's say you, now all of a sudden your paycheck gets an extra $100 a week in it.
Woohoo! Yay!
That's pretty big, huh?
Yeah, that's go to work and work and keep our jobs.
Well, amen. So this is what this. That's what middle class, that's what people are starting to see this week, because we're now into February. So, tomorrow when they get their paychecks, they're going to see more money in their paychecks.
So even I can see that picture. They get more money, they spend more money, everybody makes more money. The economy does what?
It grows.
Yeah.
And so if you're spending more money, what is on everything you spend?
Tax.
So
they're getting their taxes.
So the reduction that they give, they're going to spend more actually, and more tax money will actually come in
right.
than if
yeah,
they
exactly.
hadn't reduced the tax. That's
He's
the,
a really smart businessman.
Well, the country is exploding, and there's so many things that you know that's coming up to. I mean, he's just wonderful.
I recall a phrase that my dad used to always say, and he is one of the ones that he raised me. That Democrats were the poor party,
for the poor.
But he used to always say, trickle down, trickle down.
Trickle.
So guess what? This is going to be a trickle up.
Trickle up. Yeah, that's better, because that's what they called it, trickle down economics with Reagan, and they claimed it never worked. But that was because things happened that right after Reagan went out of office that from the wonderful Democrats, or rats, as you put it, they killed it. They killed it. Here's the point, you know. But let's go back on with Trump. What did you think about those stories, you know?
I noticed, and, I don't claim to be anybody, but I noticed that he brought a little bit of every different. He brought military. He brought heroes. He brought... he brought a police officer that adopted a girl on heroin. They adopted the little baby. I mean, he was bringing American citizens from all different kinds of the sectors of people.
Right.
And so that showed what? That he's for, and see, now I'm crying. You better help me out here.
No, I just wanted to hear you cry.
Yeah, I did notice that he brought a little bit of everybody with him so that he could prove his point. He's for the American people.
Right, and that was his point. He said, it was basically like saying, okay, here's what I have to say about it, but here's why I feel that way. And he brought in Americans from all across the board, normal, everyday, working class Americans. Military. He had hero cops, hero military. He even pointed out, brought a man I feel sorry for that guy, had some guts.
From North Korea.
In North Korea to show how bad the regime was. That guy on crutches.
He got his legs, his leg amputated by a train.
And all the fixing
no
surgery.
Pain or nothing.
Yeah, all the surgeries after that came with no pain medicine.
Exactly.
Can you imagine that?
And he still has the crutches.
And that guy's a hero. He actually lives in Seoul, South Korea now, and he works towards helping other people escape from
the regime.
The regime. But you see, that's the winning spirit. You know, that's a winning spirit, and I believe that that's transforming itself into Congress. You know, I can see there's a lot of Republican stuff that are retiring and getting out of the way.
Let me get this there. Back to the North Korean, I got that he had that guy to prove that because of all what's going on with North Korea now, to show the people that. He's not going to go pushing a nuclear button. He doesn't have anything against North Korea. He brought a North Korean man to try and help prove that point.
Right, and the point that he was putting a human factor on North Korea so we would know what the country was like.
Right.
To know that guy in charge is an evil man.
Very evil.
And so he showed what we were fighting against.
Right.
You know, and it's just like it goes back to that baby, and oh crap, if I don't do it quick. That child, that police officer, he said God told him at that moment when that woman was getting ready to shoot up heroin and she was pregnant. And he saw that and he stopped her and he said, you know, this will hurt your baby. And she said she didn't know where to turn. And he said, God told him. See, that was also a testimony to God,
the father,
that he could take care of that baby. He went home and told his wife and they adopted that child. But see, he showed not only what a police officer is, a kind person, not an evil person. He's just an everyday Joe like us. Of course, there's always bad seeds. But he also showed, put a face on the opiate addiction that he's trying
to fight. And the problem that is having with women that are pregnant.
Right, right.
And so, the babies that are affected.
Right. So, you know, I was...
There's lots of stuff that he pointed out just by his actions.
Right, absolutely, and I have something to. I have. We have a lot more to say, and we're going to be going to break in a minute. We're up here, Mother. We're almost. We got like a minute and 10 seconds before break. So, how about telling them, folks, you go to WichitaHomeless.com and you can see whatever you can see our website there for. Say it for me. For Wichita Mission Church. WichitaHomeless.com. Okay. But
sorry, I better not be reading that. I got to pay attention to you.
Yeah. Anyway, looking at all my stuff on my board. She's not used to this. She's seeing all the stuff up everywhere. I'm kind of looking around. But we also have a Wichita Homeless website, or not website, but that was this website, but Facebook. That's what.
Follow us on Facebook.
That's what I'm saying. WichitaHomeless.com. Follow us on Facebook. Okay, and I'll put a link when this goes to podcast later on tonight. I will put a link directly to WichitaHomeless.com website so you can go over there and check and see pictures and different things. And sometimes my wife posts, or there's pictures that get posted for even if it's during praise and worship. So, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, today I have my lovely wife with me, which I just call Mom, but she goes by Linda, Sister Linda. Most people at the church just call you what?
Mom.
Mom. In fact, I call my wife Linda, and I get in trouble for it.
Yeah, you don't call me Linda, you call me Mom. I have grandchildren that, oh, David won't even say that name, he spells it. He'll say Daniel and Grandpa, but when he says Grandma, he says Grandma, L-I-N-D-A. I said, why don't you say it? He says, I'm not getting in trouble.
smart kid. And he is, and you're talking about Kirk.
David.
Oh, David.
David.
David, that come
David.
Out of David? That's pretty amazing. Anyway, folks, as you can tell, I have my wife of 32 years completed here with me. And we're going to take, now it's usually a time, right after break, I put a plug in for the Mission Church. But there's some things, everything we talk about is going to point to it in a sense. The flu is real bad right now. Did you just go through the flu?
everybody here except, no, I think everybody, no, Elijah never really got it. Everybody here except Elijah got it, but I just, my niece just got it, and she said something about Kansas was the top state. The most people that have the flu is in Kansas right now. I don't know. I don't do news, but she just told me that.
Well, I don't know about the actual stats or what state has it worse or whatever, you know. I do know that there's over 1,000 people have died from this strain of flu.
Oh, no.
You know? So as you went through the flu, did you use anything, any kind of medications made it easier on you?
I had it for like 8 weeks. I was down in bed for, I don't know, 6 days where I was in bed so long I didn't want to ever see a bed again. But at the first, right before I got it, my doctor put me on a no pasta, no bread diet. And so when you get sick, what's the first food you look for? Chicken noodle soup. Well, I wouldn't eat it because I was faithful to my diet. She told me to pick one, and I picked two. And so I stuck with the one, the pasta. I have not ate any, and I'm almost on my 3-month check. But the bread one, I had to bow to that because I didn't realize it was hamburgers and sandwiches and hot dogs and floppy joes, and that's just to name a few. So I had to. I still have my moderation on my bread, but I am still. But anyway, back to the flu. Finally, after about 6 weeks, I broke down and started eating chicken noodle soup. Still wasn't working, so the doctor, when I did finally wind up going to the doctor, she gave me the daytime cough syrup, nighttime cough syrup, and 875 amoxicillin for 15 days, not 10 days. So I finally got over it, but I still got kind of a sore throat, and I cough a little bit.
Okay, but before
really
you
bad.
Went to the doctor, did you use anything?
Robitussin, and I use Robitussin at night so that I can quit coughing and sleep, and Tylenol, that's about it.
Okay, well, that sets the point for my point. You use over-the-counter medication, you use Robitussin, and really, especially when you first go into the flu, because nowadays doctors, I remember back when we used to go over to El Dorado for a doctor, I could just call them and say, I got the flu and I have an antibiotic, boom,
right.
Like that. But now the doctors, because, and realistically, antibiotics folks we're coming to an age where we're going to, unless they find something, we're going to run out of antibiotics because everything's mutating, and that's why they're cutting back on the use of it unless you absolutely need it. Having said that, so the first thing that you, when you get a cold or flu, you look for over-the-counter medications, you know, do you not? You know,
yes.
Tylenol,
and they're
aspirin.
Flying off the shelf. They're flying.
Right. Okay. And then, yeah. The house was warm, right? We had heat. And
yes.
We even used wood.
We did wood, yes.
Yeah, so we had a nice warm house in a nice warm environment, and the flu was still really, really terrible, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what if you was either outside and had no access to any of those things, maybe just going in and sleeping in a shelter with a blanket at night, how easy would it be to deal with the flu?
It's not easy. I know of two people that come to the mission that were admitted to the hospital. I don't know how long they stayed there. I know it was at least overnight, but they were really bad. But these two were sleeping outside. It was, I don't need to mention their names.
Right, no.
But yeah, but they're both still coming to me for, what are those pop fizz things? Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer Plus, because that's what we get donated to give them is nighttime and daytime Alka-Seltzer Plus, which, by the way, out there, that is the best thing I found for it. It even works better than Robitussin is, the nighttime Alka-Seltzer Plus. But anyway, so they're still coming to me for that and still have a cold, so they're not even really over it, but they don't have antibiotics to get through to knock it out.
Okay, so this is my point to the people. That's the best commercial there is. Here's the point. I don't know any place, and there may be somebody that does it, but I have no idea as to who or what ministry because I've never, ever heard of it. We are the only ministry that, in fact, I've got ridiculed for and warned, said, Pastor Dan, you're going to get sued for giving him medical treatment, because guess what? Just like she said, we give over-the-counter medications to people that walk in and they ask for it. Or if I see somebody coughing and I have cough medicine, I'll go over and talk to them and I'll say, hey, can you use some? And I give it to them. Do not we consistently give out pain medicine?
Yes, we can. Ibuprofens and Tylenols, which are over-the-counter, to people that have money, homeless people and poor people a lot of times can't afford medications. Even at the Dollar Tree, where we get it for $1, they don't even have that $1.
Right. Amen. And so, and that's consistent. Even when it's not the flu, you know, people get toothaches or aches and pains. And you folks, you know what you do. You call the dentist and then you go over to the and get you some Tylenol and take it, or whatever your choice preference is, ibuprofen, whatever, but you're able to have access. These people that, and they're not all of them homeless. Some of them are just poor
people. No, that's why I said the poor, too.
Yeah.
I included the poor.
What's that mean, you know?
Well, here's one for you. They used to have a place where a clinic, and I won't even name the clinic. They had a clinic where they could go and get free services. Guess what? That free clinic isn't even free anymore. They have a base scale sliding fee. They have to pay a fee. Even if they're homeless and don't have an income, they have to pay a certain fee to even get in there.
Right, right. And that changed. That all came about during Obama. And I mean, you know, even the other thing, I'll tell you a big thing that Obama also killed that we give out that we need. Now, folks, we're talking about things that we need. You know, Alka-Seltzer Plus, you can... A lot of people send us boxes of it. If you're going to send a box of anything, though, you need to call me or email me so I can give you the right address, because if you deliver it to the Mission Church and it's not the right day, it's a really hassle to go downtown, so I have a better address. But my point is this. Blankets.
Yeah, we need blankets.
Didn't we used to have an overabundance of blankets?
Actually, the place that the clinic I was just talking to used to donate us blankets. They used to have a big building. If you get them from the government, you have to have a place to store at least 5,000 at a time, or you can't get them. They'll give them to you free, but you have to be able to store 5,000 of them. Well, the place that we got them from, they sold the building, so they had to get rid of it. We got the last, what was that, 1,000? How many did we get?
Well, right when they changed the building, we got 1,000 of them and stored them between there and that other place that we had.
But that's been five years ago.
Here's the point. Yeah, and here's the point. What happened was, now see, we used to be able to get all these emergency blankets for free. They were put forward by FEMA and they were distributed through the military. And you had to get 5,000 at once. So all the agencies went together and told the clinic, how many they needed and whatever. Anyway, they stored them. They had a warehouse full of them. But here's the point. We cannot, any way, shape, or form, get those blankets anymore because the program has been discontinued under Obama.
That's what
Obama
happened.
Killed the program.
I thought they sold the building, though.
Well, the building got sold, but they were still storing them other places, and they were still going to try and order them. But Obama killed the program. He no longer gives out those free blankets freely. And if you're in Kansas, and now we've been looking for the phone number. I've had military guys. Like, you know, our friend that you call
my
your hero.
Yeah,
my hero. And we'll talk about him in a minute. But people that are in the know at the military base and know military people can't, where the blankets came from, say there is no number. It's not there. I've researched it, and what I found out is the program has been discontinued under Obama.
Okay, so bottom line, we need blankets. And if you're out there in Wichita and you have any kind of old blanket at all that somebody can wrap around them or any kind of thing to keep you warm. February, we're still going to have some bad weather, so drop by some blankets or give us a call and I'll come pick them up if I need to. So we need blankets. We have plenty of hats. We need gloves, socks, blankets, sleeping bags, blankets. Whatever, keep them warm. We need all that stuff.
Right. And back to the over-counter medications, folks. You can go to the Dollar Tree and buy anything. We'll take cough syrups, pain medications right now. The Dollar Tree does have even things in there to break up mucus, which works really good. In fact, I've used those mucus pills myself. in the past to break it up. So those are the kind of things that we need and that we give out that nobody else does. And, you know, like she said, we're not just talking about so many people, they switch to, it's like, well, you take care of the homeless. No, the homeless and poor. That's why at the first of the program, I'm always say, you know, or right now during this segment, I usually say, I ask them to pray for the homeless and poor because, yes. Sure, the homeless are poor, but we're talking about poor people that come from where? Where do those people come from?
The poor people?
Yeah, that have roofs.
All over Wichita, not just our neighborhood. They come from all over Wichita now. And some of them come from Newton.
Yeah,
I had them come from, I said, where are you from? From Newton.
Right.
That's 25 miles away.
Right. And so, why? Because, and you know, how do we treat people when they walk in? You act like you're better.
Hi, how you doing? You want a donut? If we're doing it, you want a sandwich? Dinner's at 4:30. Go around, get some coffee and tea, and watch the movie.
Right. Do you have, make them sign a sheet?
No. I don't even ask their name.
Really?
What's the point? I don't remember names. I remember faces. There are a few people that I remember their names that have been coming for, we're in our 19th year at the mission.
Yeah. We'll start our 20th year in June.
I want to say something real quick, what's on my mind. The reason why I call my hero, we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why I call him my hero is because it seems like every time I'm in a bind, he shows up with exactly what I need. And now I'm going to cry.
Well, you can go ahead and cry.
Oh, hi, yes, man, I know you're out there.
Yeah, he does listen to this radio.
Oh, and he comes, and he shows, and the Lord sends him. And there'll be days he'll be just about ready to leave the parking lot, and I'll pull in. Yay, the Lord saved, yay, hi, how are you? And he saved me, sent me just what I needed that day. Just like Tuesday. He was there and gone, and I didn't even know it was him. And when I got there, what I needed was right there.
Yeah.
He'd already been there and gave it to him.
Well, amen. And so the Lord uses him, and he's brought a lot of things. But, you know, we're talking about, you would think, especially now listen to this, Wichita, Kansas has more listeners when they go to this. Now, we can't tell how many people are listening right now, Mom, you know, because we're on a big satellite that goes all over, you know, North America. And we also are on a FM station, you know, that's like regular radio station, American Voice Radio's on, and it's live on YouTube right now. You know, right now this is being broadcast live on YouTube.
I have anxiety, you know.
I know you have anxiety, but here's my point. We have no way in the world of knowing how many people are listening right now.
Oh,
but when, now you asked earlier if this is a podcast. Well, a podcast is just a pre-recorded program, basically. Our radio archive, just as we do it, we don't cut nothing, you know, but it goes out into a podcast later. Well, for our podcast thing that we use, which is Podomatic, it gives us stats from where the IP addresses are that are listening to our radio programs, you know, that download them and everything after they're pre-recorded. And so when it goes to podcast later tonight, our largest group of listeners is from Wichita, Kansas. But you sure
well, that's amazing.
Yeah, and you sure couldn't tell that, though, from the amount of response in help that we, what kind of help do we get from Wichita?
Well,
honestly,
not much at all, really. It used to be down to zero. Nothing came from Wichita. But in this year, the past year, I've had several little things, and some big things come from people right in Wichita, and I'm like, Wichita, Kansas, wow. So that's from the radio.
Yeah, amen. And that is from the radio. That's where they're coming from.
Amen.
Just like we, you know, we recently had and of course he wasn't Wichita, we had a $500 donation walk in the door and a $100 donation walk in the door. They're totally from the Lord. I really think that this is going to be a better year for everybody. I think it's going to be a better year for us in donations. But like I say, people haven't seen it in their paychecks yet. They're
right.
Just going to February 1st is when the tax cut kicks in.
Today.
That's today.
Right.
And so they're going to start seeing more money in their accounts. But right now, we're still struggling because, well, you know, for one, radio was shut down for over 2 weeks. Because of
right, the last program of the year and the first program of the year. I know because I kept on you about it, even though you were sick.
Yeah, and also at the same time, the heat was broke down here in the office.
And it was freezing cold.
Well, we had a string of problems with heat.
Oh, my God. All the heaters.
Yeah,
the heater in the radio house, the heater in my truck, the heater in the mission church. We had to close a week for the heater at the mission church, and we kept that for Tuesday and a Friday. And I was getting really frustrated because I don't like to miss not one day.
Yeah.
Not one, because I know so many people need us to be there for this or that or that or this or whatever. But why I got your attention here back to the mission church a while back this year, it was this year, I'm pretty sure yours go so fast, but we got a huge donation to work on the building. And I want to thank that person because now, out of that, I have a storage building. So I have a place to store donations. So if any of you have anything that you need to bring that you want to give to the people, that I have a place to store it until the Lord sends the person for that. And he, believe me, he will send the exact right person. If he puts it on your heart to bring it to the Wichita Mission Church, he is going to put it on that person's heart that needs it to come and pick it up. And you can rest assured, Pastor Dan, I will make sure it gets into the right person's hands.
Yeah, amen. And that's what's kind of funny. People say, well, you take this or that, you know, and I say, yeah, I say, you know, I used to go, oh, I don't know if we can use that or whatever, but now I go, yeah, bring it, because I want to see who's going to come and get it.
Right? Because you know, if somebody asks you if you need this for a donation, that's the Lord saying, hey, somebody's going to be down there to get this.
Yeah,
and if
amen.
You say no, they're going to show up and you're going to say, ah, I got an F on that test.
Yeah, I got an F on that test. Yeah, amen, and that's a fact. That's a fact. So, you know, what if I ask you, say, well, you know, what do you do for other people? What kind of service do you get? I mean, what do you do?
Actually, I think I breathe for the people. Everything I do is just basically rounded around about for the people, for the church, for the Lord. It's mainly because I was called by the Lord and I answered.
Amen. And, you know, folks, people say, well, you know, they want to get into ministry or whatever. You know, if you honestly give your heart to the Lord, He has a lot of jobs out there that remain unfilled because you know what? People are, and that is also a problem that I believe in donations. In fact, I had people, I said, well, I want you to pray about it before you send me anything. And, you know, I had a person say, well, I don't know how to hear from the Lord, you know, and that's really sad, but, you know, that is the way that things are. I believe that people they're not tuning out enough of their surroundings, you know. Everywhere they go, there's a screen, you know, in their
exactly.
hand or whatever. And they're tuning, by listening to everything else, they're tuning out God. And they need to listen to God and act on it, you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's not just 1 hour a week or one day a week. It's 24/7.
So why do you do what you do? Is that, you do it to ring your bell? I mean, you know.
No, I do it because the Lord called me to do it, and it's in my heart. Just like I even told him at the church, I said, if I lose you in any way, I don't know what I'm going to do. You guys are my life, and I don't know what I would do if I didn't have to get up every day and worry about how to take care of everybody.
Well, amen, and so that's the point. So you were called, you answered the call, and that's what... It's just like now I'm doing radio. While, you know, I enjoy talking to people and I love interviewing these guests and everything, you know, all these interviews, but all of it leads to one thing, is that, yeah, I want to warn the world, amen, of the times that we're in, but it leads back to the mission church. It's because it's a way for us to raise money, and right, it's really our main, the Father's in charge of it all, but it's our main source of attaining money so we can take care of the people.
Support,
and so, you know, what we do, you know, it takes so much to do what we do. You know, sometimes, you know, let's go with this. How many times you go to church and not have any money at all?
More than I could count on my hands.
Well, how do you go take care of them?
I just go, and the Lord provides. Just like Tuesday, I didn't have what I needed, but it was there when I got to the church.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that it was there. Nobody told me. I didn't even know. I walked in and started whining about it, and one of the people that worked, that volunteered at the church, said, what are you whining about? Here. It's already been here. It beats you here.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm like, wow. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, so it's by faith. You know what the word says? It says, you know, especially in that time, talking about that time of the end, you know, the just shall live by faith. And living, faith is an action word. Faith means that the Father will, okay, and, you know, faith is this. It says, the word's real specific, it says, show me your faith without your works. I'll show you my faith by my works. That's in James chapter 2.
Right.
And what that means is that my example is, you ask me if I have faith to believe. Well, Mom just gave you an example of faith. The mission church is our faith. The Lord put it on our hearts. Our Father put it on our hearts. This is what we're supposed to do. And so we get up and do it. Even if we don't think we have the money to do it or whatever, we get up and we go. Faith is an action word. That means get up and move, not sit down and wait for it to come to you. Get up and move. If you believe him that he told you to take care of the people, then you got to believe he's going to have what you need there, right?
Amen. And here's something for you that I just got a notice of. For those of you that don't have money and are sick and you need and you're trying to get better, here's something cheap that you can try. A teaspoon of vitamin C and a half a teaspoon of baking soda and a 16-ounce of water. And I don't know if it works. I haven't tried it yet, and I'm not sick. So some of you out there, try and let me know if it works.
Yeah, amen. Amen. I'll tell you what does work. Before I ever got at the end of it, before I got the antibiotic, the last two nights were pretty desperate for me. And Mom made me some colloidal silver. We finally figured out the machine worked, and that colloidal silver was the first time I broke. Anyway, by the time the colloidal silver is what broke the back
yes.
of it.
Yeah, you know. It did, and I think that's what broke that finally. Not it kept coughing and coughing and coughing, and nothing come up, and then I made that silver, and big globs of it
yeah,
started coming
absolutely.
Out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, the person that told me that said it does work, but you've got to do it two or three times a day.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does work. And somebody asked me the other day at the gym, they said, well, how much of that did you drink? And I said, about the equivalent of about an ounce. That's about like a shot glass, a small glass. That's how much I was. And I rinsed my mouth with it and swallow it. And it did. It broke it loose. And,
just to clarify, we're talking about two different things, but they both work.
Right. Amen. And I guess also we're hearing up here. And
that's what I already read.
Organic garlic. And that's coming from our producer, Frank, and he's right.
He has to tell him.
garlic is a really, you know, just a clove of garlic a day is a
oh,
great
yeah.
big helper. And it is actually a natural antibiotic and also lots of vitamin C. But I've added some extra vitamin C to my diet just probably right before I got sick. Anyway, you got about a minute left or half a minute. You want to say goodbye to the people?
I want to say goodbye
words?
To Frank and the people. I guess he is one of the people. Okay, people, it was a pleasure being here. Now guess where I get to go make tacos.
It's Taco Thursday. Yeah, around our house is Taco Thursday. And I'll say this is we're going to demand, and you folks can even send an email if you want, but I'm going to demand that you come back every other week and we just have a nice little talk like this. It's been really enjoyable to have you on.
Man, wow.
And so every other week, you're hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, you're demanding me to come back,
yeah,
not them.
No, okay. They'll always come back. You know,
they'll always come back.
Unless I upset them too much, you know. You have a little fluctuation once in a while, depending on the guest. But I'd just say if they think you're going to be here every other week, then
you're just throwing that demand in there to get a rise out of me.
Well, I'm waiting for the answer. It ain't heard it yet. She hasn't said
I'll
yes.
I'll think about it.
She'll think about it. That means yes, folks. All right. So, anyway, so we got to go, folks. So you
okay. Be blessed. Have a nice, blessed weekend.
Anyway, you can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. Remember, if you don't wish to help with the homeless and poor, consider a donation for radio airtime, as you are listening to radio. And, you know, radio isn't free. We have to pay airtime, which is now due, so pray about it. But, folks, you must remember that there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what? Always, always, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan and Sister Linda saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.